There's plenty of discussion about the World Health Organization's proposed pandemic treaty and changes to international health regulations. In short, the proposal is a dystopian nightmare. The World Health Organization, the WHO, is demanding the power to dictate Australian state and federal health policy, including ordering compulsory vaccination, lockdowns, closures of borders and businesses, and worst of all, detention of anyone not complying with the latest vaccine mandate and forced medical procedures. Under its arbitrary rules, WHO can order a company to stop making drugs. The catastrophic and murderous ivermectin ban is one example of how this will be used. Under these changes, Australian health authorities would report to the WHO, not the Australian Parliament, ceding our national sovereignty to the UN's WHO, killing accountability. Australia will have to comply with every WHO dictate or face crippling export and money market sanctions. The amendments even remove WHO's overarching principle of protecting the dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedoms of persons, and replaces it with a meaningless equity statement. This reflects the intended use of these amendments to act contrary to human dignity, contrary to human rights, and contrary to fundamental freedoms. This power grab is being fine-tuned now in meetings behind closed doors and will be voted on at the World Health Assembly in May 2024. If passed, both houses of the Australian Parliament will still need to ratify the changes. Yet given the nature of the globalist puppets in power in Canberra's political parties, this outcome would likely be a foregone conclusion. Included in the current proposal are tens of billions of dollars to pay for pandemic preparedness in Africa, as well as giving WHO the ability to force medical companies to make drugs and devices and give them to African nations in a clear bribe to overcome Africa's reluctance to cede their authority to WHO. The Africans stopped the previous vote, so now the UN's trying to buy African votes. This is communist policy, and everyday Australians will have to pay for it. One Nation calls on the Albanese government to not sign away Australian sovereignty to unelected, unrepresentative, foreign bureaucrats responsible for millions of deaths globally. My staff team and I led opposition in the Senate to the cash ban bill that Liberal Nationals and Labor had pushed through the House of Representatives. Uniting with grassroots members of the Labor and Liberal parties, we created so much political pressure that both these globalist parties were forced to drop the cash ban bill. Together, we can defeat the criminal UNWHO, reject the World Health Organization's grab for dictator powers, and while we're at it, withdraw from the WHO and withdraw from the UN entirely. Oz exit.
Authorised Malcolm Roberts, Brisbane.